Laura is no longer a hurricane, but it still poses a threat in the Mid-South after hitting Louisiana as one of the strongest storms to ever strike the United States. Today, the storm is moving north and east, threatening those areas with flash floods and tornadoes. Travis Lux is a reporter with WWNO. He's in Lafayette. And Travis, tell us where you've been and what you've seen.
So I started yesterday in Lafayette, Louisiana, and my goal was to basically just head west toward Lake Charles and where some of the more damaging winds and water affected the area there. So my goal is to head that way. And basically, you know, as I went west driving, it just was looking worse and worse. I saw some decent flooding on residential streets and on sugarcane fields. And the farther westward I went, there was just more and more power lines snapped, trees down, big, big trees that were just completely toppled in the middle of the road, roots and all. It was pretty wild. There was also just a lot of homes with shingles missing from the roofs. I saw a number of trailers and homes that were also kind of just crushed by trees. So the damage was pretty extensive.
Yeah, we've been seeing some of those satellite images of before and after photos. Lots of homes without roofs, businesses damaged. Are people who evacuated coming back to the area and getting their first look at the damage to their homes and businesses?
Yeah, they are. People have started to go back to their homes and see how it looks and to start getting to work making repairs and cutting trees and doing all that kind of stuff. So, for example, I spent a lot of time yesterday in a town called Bell City, Louisiana. It's this tiny little town outside of Lake Charles. And this is, of course, an area that's no stranger to strong storms, but basically, over and over again, I just kept hearing from people, you know, that they've never seen a storm like this. And so two of the people that I met were Dana Laverne and Dylan Guidry in Bell City, Louisiana.
It's pretty bad. Everything in Bell City is either knocked down or torn up or roofs missing shingles, and it's bad. Yeah. And I've been living here for a long time, and I've never seen it this bad.
It was so, I've never experienced anything so powerful. It was picking the roof completely up.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this really gives us a sense because folks in the South and Louisiana in particular know what storms look like. And so for them to say that they've never seen anything like this says a lot. There must be thousands of people without power. And I know that's kind of par for the course during hurricane season. But what's the latest on efforts to restore power?
Well, they're certainly working on it. You know, I was driving around a lot on some of these back roads in Southwest Louisiana yesterday. And I kept encountering, you know, cleanup crews and crews that were working on just getting trees out of the way. So they're working on it. And as of this morning, you know, just one of the sort of regional power companies, a company called Entergy, they were saying that as of this morning, 240,000 people were still without power. So it's pretty widespread.
Yeah. What sort of relief or rescue efforts are underway?
Well, so yesterday, officials, as well as the Louisiana National Guard, they got in some helicopters and they went out to kind of do an initial survey of the damage. And since then, the Louisiana National Guard's been out just working to clean up some streets and to look for people who might need some help. And then, of course, there's the Cajun Navy, which always shows up to help out with these kinds of things. They're, of course, like this ragtag, but quite well-organized group of volunteers. And so they've been out with tools and boats, just kind of coming from Texas and other parts of Louisiana, looking to help out as well. So there, people are working on it, but it seems slow going right now.
Yeah. Lots of work in the next few days and probably weeks and months. That's Travis Lux. He's a reporter with WWNO, and he's in Lafayette, Louisiana. Travis, thank you so much.
Sure thing, Tanya. Thank you.